You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Visit www.elevatestreams.com for more info.
40 seconds. Welcome to another edition of Streamer Spotlight series, episode number 18. If this is your first time joining, we're going to start out with some streaming news. We'll move on to our guests, and then in the end, we'll turn over questions in the chat. If you have a question, please remember to tag Elevate Content so we can keep track of your questions. Don't forget, if you haven't already, to hit that follow button. Tonight, we are joined by Burmibe. He is a Twitch streamer who plays League of Legends and is also the co-host of Walt Wednesday right here on this channel. Tonight, we're going to learn all about him and how he got started. What streaming advice he has for you and other streamers, especially new streamers. So with that, we'll get started in just a moment. So, Burmibe, if you can explain what your channel is all about, maybe tell us a little bit about who you are and what your streaming schedule is.
All right. So my channel, really, I just stream to have fun with people. You know, as it says in my description on my channel, I'm just pretty much here to have fun playing games and share me and my friend's stupidity with everyone else.
That's awesome. So you mainly play League of Legends? Is that kind of your main game?
It's really just kind of a variety right now. I play quite a few games, varying from like Northgard, which is like a real-time strategy game, to League of Legends. I've recently been playing Rainbow Six, just a variety of games.
Awesome. What about your schedule? Do you keep a streaming schedule?
Well, right now I'm in college, so I don't actually have a set schedule. It's just kind of based around when I have some sort of project due. Like, if I have nothing due that week, I'll be streaming as much as I can in the week. If I have something due, then it just kind of has to wait until I get that project done, you know?
Right on. Yeah, makes sense. I kind of know those struggles with work even. So Ty, do you have mic now?
I believe so. Yeah, it looks like I do. To answer your question, Burmibe, I'm better than yesterday. Thank you for asking. And I thanked Zazabu for that warm welcome. Hello, guys. Thanks for joining us tonight. I would like, before we get into the streaming news, to take a moment to thank a few follows that we've had over the last couple days since Walt Wednesday. So JJohnson201111 followed the channel, Molson_15, Crystal2010, and GGamer9917. Thank you all so much for those follows. So if you're not familiar with the setup of the show, we go through Twitch news first, and then we'll interview Burmibe here. And then we turn it over to you guys, and you guys can ask some questions. Make sure you tag Elevate_content in the chat, so we can get all of those questions, like Zazabu already told you. But, you know, we'll tell you 5 or 6 more times throughout the show. So
a little unsolicited reminder.
Hey, how do I ask questions again? So the first piece of streaming news we have is the Russian Twitch streamer Simple, who was named Best Counter-Strike Player of 2018, was suspended for the second time for using an offensive word during his live stream. And a
subsequent.
Big words. Instead of tweets, Simple, what are you doing to me? instead of tweets, he stated that Twitch banned him because they don't understand the words have dual meanings, implying he was taken out of context. He also stated, I'm tired of streaming on a terrible platform, always choosing the right words. If you give ban for nothing, then the rules should be the same for other streamers as well. He followed up by saying he couldn't remove his partnership during the ban. So, Burmibe, how do you feel about Twitch, policing streamer speech, and should the rules be applied equally or not at all? Because some words can mean different in other languages, right?
Yeah, like, well, I kind of see his point on this, but at the same time, you do have to take into consideration, like, I'm not going to say it because I know it can offend some people, but there are some words that in Australian, they say it as maybe friend or something that we here might consider rude or offensive to say.
I know exactly word you're talking about because I learned this the other day.
Yeah. I mean, like, for them, it would seem just natural to say it, and somebody else might take offense to it. So it would be kind of on the viewer's part to know, you know, where they're watching from, so that way they understand it, but also on the streamer's part, especially to make sure that they don't offend someone. Because, you know, you don't want to upset anybody, whether you know them or not.
Right. My kind of take on it is that, and this is a fine line I think they're walking, is that if you're going to police speech, you need to do it full force for everyone, because the moment you kind of start acting as a, I guess more of a, what you would call a publisher, like you're curating what's coming out. The more you do that, the more you are actually liable legally for what you're putting out. So if you're not doing that across the board in a very meticulous way, you're opening yourself up. It's kind of like Twitter or somebody, you know, policing political speech. They could get themselves in trouble if they start acting less like a telecommunications platform and more like a publisher. And that's kind of where I'm really kind of wondering what Twitch is thinking. And even other platforms like YouTube that are doing kind of the same sort of things.
Yeah, so derogatory terms are one thing, right? But if you're a mature stream, do you think you should pretty much be able to, like, say whatever you want?
I have mine set to mature stream just because me and my friends, every now and then, a four-letter word may slip out or something. And, you know, I don't want some little kid just scrolling through Twitch, coming across that, and then their parents wondering where they learned that from, something that they may not want them to know. Sure. But I don't think that that gives me personally the right to use any form of language I want, because there is still a point where you do need to stop. But that's just kind of like, I guess it's morally up to you where you should stop right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So on my stream, if Zazabu, if you want to show off your shirt right now, I would appreciate that. We actually just added a soap command on my last stream, so that's going to go in effect on Tuesday. Just for Silly Tattoo Bear, I appreciate her keeping me on my toes. So the next piece of news, Streamlabs is excited to announce that DLive, the largest live streaming community on the blockchain, is receiving added integration into Streamlabs OBS to make the go-live process more seamless for its users. What's more is users streaming on DLive can access exclusive features only available in Streamlabs OBS. How do you feel about Streamlabs' recent moves to broaden their reach into the streaming community? And how do you feel about DLive as a whole?
Honestly, I don't actually know what DLive is. but anything that Streamlabs can do that actually helps streamers to make better content, I think is going to be a good thing in the long run.
Zazabu, do you want to explain to other people who might be here that what DLive is in case they don't know as well?
So DLive is a streaming platform like Twitch. The way I understand, it's kind of more decentralized because it exists on blockchain, kind of like Bitcoin and those things. They use those sort of decentralized framework. But it's a, you know, it's a smaller kind of up and coming platform. And I think it's been around for a while, if I'm not mistaken, right? It kind of just came into my my sort of peripheral vision recently. I think is it PewDiePie that streams on DLive?
Yes, but it's pronounced Pewdie.
Pewdie. Yeah. I'm here to mispronounce. All right. You get PewDiePie. I'll get subsequent.
Nope, nope. There we go. There we go. So yeah, DLive is also more than just a streaming platform. I've come to learn as well. It's way broader than that, but the streaming platform is kind of taking off as well now. So starting this month, YouTube is requiring all creators, regardless of location and whether or not they produce content intended for children, to designate whether their videos are made for kids. And many YouTubers are concerned that the new rule will actually hurt their monetization or even expose them to fines if their content is mislabeled. Fines can range up to $42,000 per, I believe it's per offense. Is that correct, Zez?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so how do you feel about YouTube putting the...
onus.
Yes, I saw a different word. How do you feel about YouTube putting the onus on the creators for protecting their content? Do you feel like these platforms in general should act as a curator, or should they just be a medium for the content?
Well, I think that it is good to have like just something similar to like what Twitch has with the mature audience thing. But beyond that, I don't really see a point for designating that this is specifically for kids, unless they're going to have like a special. Do they already have YouTube Kids or anything?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
Then I guess for that purpose, it might be useful for YouTube as its own company. So that way they can designate things that have been designated as for kids just automatically onto there.
That's a good point. I didn't really think about it being having to do with that.
I believe that the issue was some videos were like ads, so you would have some YouTubers using a certain brand of toothpaste, right? And they would name drop it a few times, which is where the ads versus content line is drawn. It's like if I hold up a specific brand of beverage numerous times throughout the stream, it could be said that I'm advertising for them where I'm not necessarily doing it. Any other comments about this from either one of you?
Sorry, I just had to take a drink of a little bit of the bubbly.
You make sure to like change the or hold the logo out.
Yeah, I drank it from the side. Nice. It kind of got on my face. Well, the way I understood it was that they had been involved in some kind of a lawsuit where they kind of got they kind of got shanked a little hard for allowing adult content to kind of filter through their children's channels, which. I don't know. To me, maybe I'm weird, but I kind of think that parents should be paying attention to what their kids watch and not really leaving it up to mega corporations. I personally don't let my daughter watch YouTube unless I'm sitting with her, just because there's some kind of creepy stuff on there that is marked for kids. But that's just me. I don't necessarily think. We should leave that up to Google or YouTube.
But their company is literally called Alphabet.
Yeah, they used to have they used to have "Don't be evil" too as their kind of their slogan. I don't think they do anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I recently put a stop to that as well. Moving on. Yeah. No, go ahead.
You could also read what you want into it being called Alphabet, because they also call like the NSA and CIA and FBI the Alphabet agencies. So just saying.
We won't touch that.
They're always watching. They're watching right now.
While we have a second, I want to thank Duck Oasis for that follow. Good to see you here tonight, ma'am. So after falling behind Instagram, Pinterest, and similar social media networks, YouTube has announced that they will start providing visual advertising opportunities on the platform. On November 5th, YouTube officially introduced shopping ads that allow brands and businesses to visualize advertise their products and services. The new shopping ads will be placed both on the YouTube home feed and the search results, thus allowing brands to gain more visibility on the platform. How do you feel about the monetization growth in online forms?
Really, for YouTube, as long as they don't look like one of those websites that you think you're going to get a virus from by opening it, thinking that it's, you know, going to help you with that school project you've been working on for the past week or something. As long as it doesn't end up looking like that soon, then they can go ahead and throw it in there. As long as it's not like pop-up ads or anything, just something that is kind of there but doesn't really bother you, I'm fine with personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want like some sort of, oh, hey, this video looks cool, and you go to click on it and an ad appears right as you're clicking, so it takes you to a different website.
I hate that.
Yeah, I think these are supposed to be embedded into the site. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't even see those anymore.
I mean, I get
a video starts playing with it. Those are
like clickable ads sometimes that on you over top of YouTube videos, but it still has like the skip ad button. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah. What about the
personally?
Go ahead.
Personally, for ads, I prefer, like, if it's a game ad, I prefer those ones where it actually lets you play the game for a minute. Like, if it's a tower defense game, like an actual tower defense game, you can just, like, slide over the towers and everything, see what the different ones do. And then, like, as you're about to beat the level, it's just like, you want to continue playing, download the app. To me, that's more effective than a lot of the other ads. And personally, I just prefer to see those.
As long as I can skip it, I agree. It's effective. If I can't skip it, it makes me insane. It'll actually make me leave your website.
I don't know. I'm probably the wrong person to ask about ads because, you know, I'm constantly segueing into my own ads about going to teespring.com/stores/TIE Fighter X1. Get your TIE Fighter merch today, just like Zazabu is wearing. Symphonic, that doesn't work here on the Elevate channel, unfortunately. They didn't put that in my contract. And maybe when it's time to re-sign my contract, or I'll switch to Mixer or something. I don't know. Twitch variety streamer XQC went on a rant upon realizing that fraudulent chatbots were in his chat. XQC yelled, "Bots in chat, dude. The wrong with y'all, man." He then went on to say, "You want to know why you have to cut corners and hire a bot to put in chat? You want to know why, dude? Not because you're unlucky. It's not because it's unfair. It's because Twitch sucks. It's not because of the bad bans on Twitch and Reddit. It's because your channel is trash." As the words left his mouth, he was plowed by an untimely jump scare in the game he was playing. How do you feel about botting in general, and should Twitch take steps to stop users from attacking the credibility of other streamers' bots, inserting bots in their chat?
Well, do you mean like the bots that are used to help the streamer, or the ones that just like follow everything in hopes to get something out of it?
I think it's the follow bots and the bots that insert themselves actually into chat, not like chat bot, Streamlabs chat bot.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be kind of nice if they would put in something to kind of find an algorithm maybe to get rid of them. But I mean, ultimately, people are always going to try and find a new way to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it doesn't get so out of hand that a streamer can't tell the difference anymore between a bot and a real person, or never sees that real person because the bots are spamming them, then, you know, I think that they can find other higher priorities than just to focus on taking out those.
Yeah. I think they can be a nuisance. So I think it's something that if they can figure out how to do it pretty easily. It should be up there. Plus, I would imagine that it's kind of in their best interest not to have people inflating their numbers to like make partner and that kind of thing. But we have seen that recently where they did kind of crack down on that a little bit, but I guess it's still going on in some ways. But like you said, they can innovate and figure out a way around it.
It was so close. It's like Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, right? you got your bot army.
Speaking of bots, popular bot Nightbot, speaking of segues, used for a variety of actions in numerous Twitch streams, was banned from the platform today. The ban came from a falsified copyright infringement notice submitted by a Turkish satellite television provider known as DigiTurk, which quickly resolved the issue within 5 minutes. So that leads me to ask you, Bermibe, what do you think about Twitch resolving that that issue in 5 minutes, where other bans for, you know, no apparent reason takes 3 days on an accidental ban?
I mean, I don't know. I have kind of mixed thoughts on that, because they, as you know, just kind of pointed out, they could easily resolve that with other things, like people who are accidentally banned, like if I can name drop Jazzojo from Walt Wednesday as well, the host on Walt Wednesday. She accidentally banned herself on her own channel at the start of her Twitch career. And then they told
that
her to create a new
like
Twitch
a total jazzy
it's
thing to
gonna
do.
Gonna take way too long.
How is that even possible?
She didn't think it was possible, I believe. So she just kind of commented or put into the chat while talking with someone else. She was just like, "Oh, I'm gonna ban myself / ban," and then her old Twitch name, and they banned her, and she emailed them, and they're like, "Yeah, we know that this is a problem. To be honest, you're better off just creating a new channel than trying to get back into that one, because it's going to take us too long to fix this."
It all went black.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's something where they could have easily resolved it, in my opinion. Like, if they can resolve that bot in 5 minutes, they could have resolved, "Oh, the channel owner just banned themselves? Yeah, we can fix that. No problem. Hang on."
I think the
bigger question is why is that a possibility in the first place? Like, when it's going through quality assurance, I work in software, so when it's going through quality assurance, you would think somebody would be like, "Hey, we should make sure that you can't ban yourself."
Yeah. I don't think you can time yourself out.
I've tried.
And you can't, right?
No.
Okay, so why can you ban yourself? Maybe that's something they fixed.
I also can't time you out on your channel. I've tried that too.
You've tried that? Yeah. Now see, that would be a useful feature for you to be able to time me out. Really, it would only be my bot, though. And you don't have to really worry about that, because my stream will crash anyway.
So that just was the last piece of news. Anything that you guys might have seen that I didn't cover here? Or anything we've covered in previous weeks, Bermive, that you've had thoughts on but you didn't want to say anything in chat or anything like that?
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Way to put me on the spotter! So I guess we'll move into some more about you then, huh?
Sounds good. So let's focus on you. How long have you been streaming? Kind of why did you get into streaming and when?
All right. So why is actually pretty easy. Jazz got me into it. She was like, "Hey, I'm streaming. I think it'd be pretty cool if you tried it too. That way we could be streaming buddies and everything." And so I said, "Sure, why not? How do I do it?" She, you know, helped me set it up one day. I actually started maybe a couple of years ago, like maybe two or three at the max, but my laptop screen stopped working one day, and I didn't realize you could plug in an HDMI cord into the TV and do it that way. So I just kind of gave up for a while. Then Jazz one day was just like, you know, you could just re-download your stuff onto your new laptop. I was like, no, I could do that. Then I could get back into it.
So how long of a hiatus was there between that happening and starting back up?
If I've been doing this for 2 years, it was at least a year in between.
Okay. So since you made your comeback, how long have you been streaming then?
Let's see. I want to say maybe about 5 months.
Okay, right on.
Maybe a little less than that.
So what are some of your goals? Kind of your short-term goals and your long-term goals.
Well, short-term goal right now is to get affiliated.
He's a few follows away, guys. I just shouted him out. If you don't follow the guy, go click his name and give him a follow. Let's get him to affiliate tonight.
Sorry, yeah, last time I checked, I was 4 follows away. And I believe that was the only requirement I had left.
Come on, guys. We can do that. Get over there and hit that follow button if you haven't already.
And
now I'm 8 follows away.
Long-term goals. Honestly, the furthest long-term goal that I have really would be to get to the point where I can actually start doing maybe some charity streams for various things that affect me or friends.
Okay.
Just kind of help out with any situations like that.
That's awesome. That's a really good, really good thing to do. So, and I know that chat wants to know this too, because I see this question in there, and it's my next question. How did you come up with your name? Give us the blow by blow.
All right. So my name, whenever I started gaming, like when I started my very first game, my thoughts were, I want to have a unique name that nobody else will ever take, and I want to be able to use it across every game I play. Because back then, my horizon was basically just mobile. So it's like, I got to have it available on this mobile game and that mobile game. And what I ended up doing is I took my first, middle, and last name. I took the first 2 letters from each, which totaled 6 things, or 6 digits, which fit under pretty much every mobile categories thing. And that's how I got it.
Awesome.
And so then a lot of people don't know how to pronounce it, right? It's kind of weird to pronounce.
It's a controversy.
So can we just clear the record? How do you pronounce your name?
I pronounce it Burmibe. Because when you mash my names together like that, that's how it would be pronounced. Okay. And that's just how I've always imagined it. And some of my friends have called me things like Brimby. And I don't even know how to pronounce it the last time Jazz pronounced it.
Burmese.
Because she like got the letters in the correct order that time. But she said it in a different way. And I honestly don't remember how she got it.
It was like Burmebe.
Yeah. Which is what I thought it was. I thought it was Burmebe the first couple of times I saw it. But then I think I heard Jazzy call you Brimby, maybe.
Yeah.
And then Ty set me straight, and he made me practice today. he made me practice today. He asked me right before stream, guys. He was grilling me. So obviously you stream on Twitch. Why did you choose Twitch to stream? And I know that you said that it was because Jazzy was streaming here and she wanted you to start up and stream with her. What keeps you here now that there are so many options available?
Well, I started here because at the time it was the only one that I knew of.
Okay.
And I just kind of stick with it because, well, I don't really have any interest in moving at the current moment. I don't have anything that necessarily benefits or hurts me to stay here, as far as I have noticed. So to me, it's just, I'm fine where I'm at. I'm content with the, what Twitch is, or how Twitch is. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. So speaking of being content, go ahead.
So do you watch any Mixer? I know you said you're not familiar with DLive, but do you watch any Mixer or YouTube Live or Facebook Live?
I don't really watch Facebook Live at all. I didn't even realize that that was actually a way to technically stream. I've seen people like use it to show concerts. Like my little brother was in band for a while. Whenever he was in a concert performing, people would Facebook Live it just because, you know, that proud moment, your child's out there performing, maybe they got a solo or something coming up and you want people to be able to see it because you're just proud of them. But beyond that, I didn't realize you could do that.
Yeah, it's called Facebook Gaming. And, so it's actually separate than Facebook Live. But they've got a couple of big people over there. I don't know if you're familiar with, who's the, Epic Mealtime. No? Okay.
No, we're, not really.
But looks like neither one of you. We're going to have to watch some videos. I'm not, not right now, but one day. You got to remind me to educate you guys on Epic Mealtime.
I don't even know how to pronounce PewDiePie.
But that's the biggest YouTuber there is. You have no idea.
Yeah.
So what about YouTube Gaming or Mixer then, Burmai?
Mixer I opened once because what was it? There was some sort of gaming convention on that was only streaming through Mixer at the time, and I really wanted to see the new games that were coming out. And I didn't create an account or anything. I just kinda went on, saw what I wanted to, got off, and that was about it. And as far as YouTube, I do have a couple YouTubers I like that stream on there, but I haven't really visited much of their streaming stuff just because the games that they play, I don't find that interesting, to be honest. I'd more just enjoy their normal YouTube content.
Awesome, awesome.
So what kind of content do you enjoy watching? Is YouTube and on Twitch?
On Twitch, it just kind of depends on my mood. If I feel like playing a game, but I don't actually want to play it, like, you're in a mood to have something to do with, well, later tonight, League of Legends, I'll be streaming. If you're in the mood to go see, or to play League of Legends, but you don't want to actually play it at the time, then that's whenever I decide I want to watch that. Or there's, like, different personalities that I just like the person who streams. Mm-hmm. So then it's just kind of like, okay, whatever they're streaming, I'll more just go to chat with them, see what is going on in their chat, talk to them a little. Maybe I'll find out that I enjoy at least watching a game. Like not too long ago, I watched somebody playing a game that I personally didn't enjoy playing, but watching them stream it, I loved watching it. And right. It just made it that much more fun for me.
So what do you think makes a good streamer? Like, what is it about their personalities and the things that they do that really makes you drawn to them?
Well, that I honestly couldn't really tell you for sure because it's just kind of mainly just who's friendly, I guess, is mm-hmm. about it. Beyond that, I don't really have too much more of what I like from a certain person. Just I like that they're friendly, that they're nice, that they'll try to chat with chat, not just somebody who completely ignores it for, you know, maybe 10-20 minutes at a time. Right. And then looks over and is like, oh, hey, how's it going, you know, these five people that said hi, and then just kind of continue on with the gaming.
That is a common theme among our guests, is that they love chat interaction. So for anybody out there watching, trying to figure out what to do, interact with your chat and always kind of be talking, even if there's nobody chatting. so that somebody comes in that they want to talk to you, I think is probably a good piece of advice. So you've been streaming for a long time, and obviously anybody who's been streaming for any length of time knows that there are times when there's nobody watching. It just happens to all of us. What pushes you to stream during those times, and kind of how do you deal with that?
Well, for one, there are always people that will go through and watch your videos afterwards if you have them saved to your Twitch for any sort of time. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be somebody that might come through and watch those. And if they do, you want them to still have just as good of a show as if there was, you know, somebody chatting. And if you, you know, don't know what to say or something, just start talking to yourself. Just imagine that you're looking yourself in the, like, you're looking at you on the computer across from you, and you can just, like, talk to yourself, kind of. Not necessarily having, like, a two-person conversation by yourself, but, like, for me, when I'm doing League, I'll just kind of, like, sit there and be like, oh, all the enemies are gone, Dragon is up, they must be over there, I should probably try and do something about that, instead of just sitting there in silence and ping Dragon missing or whatever to my team or something.
I always kind of, I don't know if anybody's read Calvin and Hobbes. I think a lot of people know it, but there's part of the Calvin and Hobbes stories where he kind of narrates a story to himself. I think he's like Spaceman Spiff. And he kind of narrates his own life during that. And I always kind of try to like think about that when I'm playing, if there's not a lot of interaction, like kind of just narrate what I'm doing and, you know, kind of make it funny. I think that's, I know Jazzy talks to her wall.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times when she does that, both watching and actually playing with her. There was, I believe, one time where I was actually like, what? Shut up, I'm talking to my wall. It's like, oh, bad. Okay.
That's pretty bad when she's having a better conversation with the wall than you.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll happen sometimes.
Yeah.
That wall's apparently a pretty good conversationalist.
Her name is Karen, apparently.
I did not know that about Karen the Wall.
So how do you, I know you said you're a student and I know you work as well. So how do you balance your streaming life with your regular life?
Well, right now for work, it's kind of slow. I do taxes. So like, it's not tax season right now. Not too many people are going to come in. So I'm not going to be getting nearly the hours that I'm going to be getting when it's tax season. Mm-hmm. So like January through April, whenever it gets to that time, I just kind of say, okay, at work, when I have no clients, I'm allowed to do my homework and stuff. So get that done. Then I can stream tonight. Or get this done today, that way I can get this done tomorrow, and then like Sunday I have off guaranteed because they're not open Sundays, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be like, okay, I'm just going to set it to where I'll go in on Sunday, stream, you know, for a good little bit, and then if, you know, I can make it more throughout the week, then that's good. If I can't, I'm not going to try and push myself too hard to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, once I get done with school, then it'll just be work. And then I can stream, you know, a lot more often.
Great.
So you're just a couple of months away from that struggle then, huh?
Yeah, and I've been kind of thinking about how to go about it. Like I said, I'm probably just going to end up streaming primarily on Sundays, probably in the morning or afternoon or something. And, then if I have the opportunity, I'll make sure to get on and stream for a little bit at night every once in a while whenever I get off work.
Yeah, I think consistency would be important there. If you at least have one scheduled day that people know that I can always catch Spermai at this time. And then maybe if they can catch you a pop-up between then, that would be all right too. So if you guys are just joining us, we're interviewing Bermibe. He is mostly a League of Legends streamer, but he's also put his handprints all over Rainbow Six lately. Make sure if you have not given him a follow, you do so now. He's about 4 follows away from affiliate, guys. Let's get him to affiliate if you don't mind. Elevate Content just shouted him out in chat.
So I got one last question for you. What would you recommend to other streamers to set themselves apart from the crowd?
Well, to set yourself apart, I'd say find maybe a game that you're knowledgeable about or that you can always have fun with. Like, for me, I know a bunch about Borderlands. I love playing the game. And if somebody asked me a question about anything to do with Borderlands 2, I know I could answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like the new game or some of the others, that'd be a little iffy. I know quite a bit still, but like, I would say to find something like that where you know the game really well. Like, if it's a story game, so a single player, then make sure you know the lore or just know how to have fun with it. Like, maybe 7 Days to Die. Find a couple mines, plant them somewhere, and you and your friends have to run through a certain room having no idea where the mines are planted and see who can make it to the other side without dying. Just find something creative and silly that you can do every stream with whatever game you enjoy playing.
I think that's probably the most important thing, is that you have to actually be having fun, because people will know if you're if you're faking.
Yeah, I don't think... There are people who enjoy going to watch people just yell at a computer because they're mad at the game, but I think a lot more people are going to have fun if you're having fun.
Yeah.
And if you know something about the game and they want to get into the game or they want to know how to do this certain part, then they'd enjoy talking to you and everything.
Right on. So, guys, don't forget to... Oh, there's an air horn. Don't forget to get your questions in for us to ask at the end of the show. Tag elevate_content in the chat. So, Ty, you got some technology questions?
Of course we've got tech questions. So, Bermibe, you talked a little bit about your setup in the beginning, how your monitor went out and you had to hook it up to your TV. So, do you want to go talk about your current setup now? What are you streaming from currently?
Right now, I'm on my newer laptop. I've had it, I believe, over a year now. So it's not like right out of the box, but it's not old or anything. It is a gaming laptop, of course. I kind of just sit in my recliner, as you can see right here, sit in my recliner. I've got a little table that I just pull up, put it on that, play from there. That's really about it, to be honest. I don't have anything too fancy right now.
So you're playing PC games, you're streaming from the same laptop. Do you have any wants or plans to upgrade your system, or are you kind of content with where you are now?
Well, as far as PC gaming goes, I'm fine with where it is now. I do want to get a camera onto my PlayStation, though. That way I can try streaming from that, because for some reason my PS Share, whatever it's called, won't actually connect to my laptop properly. It'll connect, but as soon as I get into the game, it just starts lagging out and it won't hold the connection. And then I do want to try and find a way to stream from my Xbox as well.
So I can talk to you a little bit about that offline, but it sounds like you just need a capture card. And you can get those kind of cheap external capture cards that would handle that for you. But we can talk about that another time, or anybody else that's curious. Zaz calls me Google, so that's TIEFighterX1@google.com. I wish. So how much computer knowledge did you have, or, you know, knowledge about streaming prior to you actually starting to stream?
Honestly, when I first started streaming, I knew nothing about it. I pretty much just said, hey, Jazz, how do I do this? How do I do that? And how do I do this? And she'd be like, do this, do this. And I don't know, let me look up on Google.
Kind of sounds like our relationship, Ty.
Yeah. So if that's the case, do you think anybody is capable of becoming a streamer?
Yeah, anyone who wants to. I mean, you just kind of have to have some sort of desire for it, whether it be you just want to stream because it sounds like fun and maybe you want to try learning it, or if you want to just, if you've always had that desire and just were afraid that you couldn't. I mean, I think anybody can do it. It just takes a matter of putting the time into looking it up on Google.
And so if there was one thing that you wish you had more knowledge in, Vermibe, what would it be?
For right now, it would probably be how to use chatbots primarily, like the ones that, like, I'm trying to think of an example. On your stream, Ty, there is your, can't remember the name of the command, finisher, your finisher command. Stuff like that, being able to do stuff similar to that. And then, you know, of course, being in its own way, not just going in and making the exact finisher that you have. I think that that would be something that would be good to learn right now.
Yeah,
it's so pretty convenient to have exactly the finishers that he has. I will say that.
Zazabu and I both collaborated on that, so that was kind of a collaboration with the two of us. But we both have a lot of fun using it for sure. And you talked to me about kind of your idea that you had, and I kind of forgot I was supposed to research that a little bit for you. So make sure to send me a DM after the show when you're not streaming. And remind me to get with you about that. So what advice did you have? Something else? I'm sorry.
No, that's about it.
Okay. So what advice would you have given yourself about streaming prior to you actually starting to stream?
This kind of goes back to what you guys said earlier about the nobody watching thing. I would just kind of tell myself, you know, don't worry about it. If there's nobody watching, that doesn't mean nobody will ever watch. And that doesn't mean that, you know, if I put that video up, nobody will actually look at it. Mm-hmm. It just means right this second, nobody's on the other end of the phone, kind of. It's like having a phone call with yourself just for maybe a couple minutes or something.
Very, very true. So have you, speaking of those viewers, right? Oh, did you cover that already, actually? No, you didn't. You it was kind of like that. But speaking of the viewers, so you have the option to turn that on or off using OBS or Streamlabs. Do you keep that number on, or do you prefer to turn it off?
Well, I actually just, I prefer to just keep it off and just kind of ignore it and just assume that there's people there. That's just how I stay in the zone, kind of, and just keep having fun. Just ignore that that's there. If you see people chatting in chat, talk to them, of course. But if nobody's talking in chat, then, you know, everybody maybe just can't think of anything to say or is just kind of enjoying what you're saying. So I just, if I don't, or if I imagine that there's just someone there and that's it, then I just keep going with it.
Yeah, that's a very good practice to have. That's actually why Zazabu added the ghost on his stream, so he would always have at least have one viewer in his streams for him to talk to. So yeah. He knows exactly what you're talking about there.
I need a friend.
So what's the importance of networking?
Well, networking. Like,
so either social media networking or, you know,
okay,
being involved in a Discord, any kind of networking like that, interacting in other people's chats.
Well, for networking, I would say that the more networking you do, the more it's going to help. Because if you don't post on Twitter or maybe Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is that you prefer to use, then anybody who follows you on there, that's just a missed opportunity at having them come and watch you. Whether they already follow you or not, if they aren't following you, maybe you're losing out on getting that follower. If they are following you, then you're just missing out on having somebody there to chat with and maybe just get your viewer rating up or something if that's what you're really concerned about.
So that's a great segue for two things there. First, we are talking with Bermibe. So he said following. If you're not following him yet, make sure to click on that shout out. Let's get him one more shout out. And go and follow him. He's only a couple of follows away from hitting affiliate. The other thing that you mentioned was Twitter and posting when you're going live. So do you feel like you should always be posting when you're going live, or should you use your Twitter for more than that? Or, you know, because there's some Twitters that you look at that is just like a billboard of people going live, and how do you feel about like their social medias having just that kind of content on it?
I think you should definitely have more, because like if you're just posting, hey, I'm going it live at, you know, 9 o'clock tonight, come check me out, then if that's going to be your thing on every single post, people may just scroll by thinking, okay, they're live again at 9 p.m. But if you like post something else, maybe throw out the fact that, you know, maybe if you find some really funny meme or something and you just, you know, think it's hilarious or something, just go ahead and throw it onto Twitter, share it with everybody else out there, let them see it, you know, then they'll start looking more at you like, oh, hey, this was kind of funny. Let's see what he posts next time, or let's see what she posts next time. And then you just keep posting whatever it is and just, you know, don't use it solely as advertisement. I think that's what some businesses have a problem with on their Twitters, is that they only use it for advertisement.
Right.
When they could use it for a little more, because if you get that connection to people, that's what's going to work more than just, hey, come check this out. Hey, look, we've got a new deal or something. If you get that connection, then you're going to make people, you know, feel closer to you, feel like they actually have a reason to like you, maybe.
Sure.
Like, okay, that sounded a little harsh, but how about give them more of a reason to like you?
I don't think that sounds harsh at all. You're streaming because you want to have a connection with the people that are watching you.
Right.
And if you're only using your social media to say, hey, I'm going live, there is no connection there. It's literally just a billboard.
Yeah.
Top quality meme content will always get me to follow you.
Anything else about networking from either one of you guys?
If you're looking for a place to network, check out the Elevate Discord. We threw some links in chat just a minute ago. So head on over there and come chat with us.
Nice segue.
It's a great
nice
place to network.
Did you ever post !SODI on any of your social media?
I never put it on social media, but it's out there.
I think one of us needs to post that and tag the other.
Yeah.
So what kind of obstacles have you had to overcome in your streaming career so far, Bermibe?
Well, like I said, the screen that went out, I ended up choosing to get a new laptop instead of fixing the screen because they wanted $600 to fix the screen. And to me, it wasn't worth it because it was a really old laptop to begin with. And Beyond that's when
it becomes a PC. It just sits up to an external monitor, an external keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, I've still got the laptop. I've got it actually plugged into the TV in the living room. Whenever my girlfriend comes over, she just plays games on that. If, you know, if she wants to play a game with me that is a PC game.
Maybe you can look into turning that into a dedicated streaming machine that you can game on one computer and then stream to the stream using the other one.
Yeah, it's really not hard, surprisingly. Even I was able to make it work. So
That guy figured it out over there. Not you, but can you lean back a little bit? Like, so what about trolls? You ever have any trolls come into your room? How did you handle them? How do you feel about them? You know, two of them.
Yeah.
I don't have what I consider to be trolls really show up into chat. To me, a troll would be something you don't want. I don't mind a troll if it's like a nice, good, funny troll, like how you guys can be sometimes.
We'll take over your stream if you let us.
Well, okay, maybe that might be something I'd have to stop. But no, I really haven't had any trolls that I've had to deal with so far.
Here we go.
I haven't gotten very many. I just get like botters and stuff. But I took my number one troll. Made him mod. It works. You missed out on some quality trolling last night. Somebody, one of the mods in chat, kept throwing up polls with things like yes or no. Just yes or no.
Did the new dashboard for moderators go into effect already?
I'm not sure.
That's not for another 4 days.
Oh, it comes out in 4. Look at you, man, with the Twitch news. Awesome.
I just saw that earlier today.
So what about anything you can tell people starting to stream? Like, what's one single advice that you would give them?
Really, it would just be kind of restating what I've already said. Just, you know, I guess just stick to it. You know, don't give up too easily. Don't just let it go or anything like that, despite what Frozen says.
Let it go. Let it go.
Just, you know, don't let it just... You got to stick with it. It's not something where you're just going to blow up overnight. So just work with it. If things don't seem like they're working out, just keep trying new things. Be a variety streamer until you find your niche thing. And just stick with that. Once you find it, maybe, you know, you can always stream a variety of things, even if you find that niche thing. But, you know, if that's what you're good at, you know, stick with it, I guess.
Awesome.
Work with it, not against it.
That's all of the tech questions that I have, so we're about to move into some word association. But first, make sure that you're tagging Elevate_content. Why couldn't I say underscore? Elevate_content in chat with your questions for Vermibe so that we can get to those here shortly in the end.
All right, so we're going to play our word association game. If you're ready, I think you probably know how this works, right? I'll say a word, and you give me the first word or phrase that pops in your mind. All right, ready?
Okay.
All right, first word, stream.
Spotlight.
All right. Nice.
Content.
This is going to sound really cheesy, but elevate, to be honest.
Hey, I love it. Dropped frames.
Ew.
Zazaboo.
Oh, I need paranoid. That's rough.
Video
quality,
Twitch
streamers,
beans.
I'm kind of blanking now. Green.
Okay. Emote.
The first thing that popped into my head was like that. Oh, the winking one with its tongue sticking out.
Okay. Jazzy.
Just jazz. That's all I can think about because she's just an entire category all on her own.
Not a word nor a phrase.
Unique.
Yes.
Yes, that would be the best description for it.
We love you, Jazzy. Streamlabs.
OBS.
Stream Elements.
Honestly, Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm just thinking of the four elements now.
OBS.
Streamlabs.
We didn't ask you what you use, but I think you just cleared that one up, huh?
All right, so yeah. I got one last one for you. But first, I want to say, guys, make sure you hit the follow button and then hit the little alert button make sure that you're here on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Walt Wednesday. Bermibe co-hosts the show with Jazzo Joe. It is a history of Disney, and they kind of go through some Disney news. And I think, what movie are you taking a look at this week?
Pinocchio.
That'll be awesome. We all need to save our father from the whale's belly. I think that's there's something to that a little bit deeper under the surface. So our last.
You know that wasn't Pinocchio, right?
I'm sorry.
You know that wasn't Pinocchio, right?
He doesn't save Geppetto from the whale.
I was just trolling you. I wanted to see if you would second guess yourself.
Okay. I was going to say, I was pretty sure that was the one, and you had me going for a second.
I was like, oh, no, I knew you were messing with me. So our last word is Disney Plus.
Star Wars.
Ooh. Excellent. Thanks for playing.
All right, so we are going to go into chat questions. We have a few, but we still have time for a few more. Make sure you get them in now. Also, let me give you another plug and another shout out. Bermibe is just, I want to say, two followers away from hitting affiliate. If you have not followed him, let's make him hit affiliate tonight, guys. Let's do it. So, Jazzo Joe asked, am I still your best friend now that you met Ty and Zaz?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's going to be a rough one, Jazz. I mean, it's pretty close. They're probably a tie for second, but I guess I'll give you first. So,
so wait, if
I'm happy to be considered up there.
Are we both second or is one second and one third?
I guess you would say that it's a tie for second.
Oh.
So the next question was also from Jazzo Joe in Twitch chat. She wants to know, what will you do once you're affiliate? So what are your goals after maybe you make affiliate? Or what kind of celebration are you going to have once you hit affiliate? You going to drink a little bit of the bubbly?
As is just modeling his can for us. you know, I hadn't really thought about that. I was just kind of, I guess, task-oriented, just focusing on that goal, hoping to get there. I'll probably do some sort of special stream for it, or, you know, at least, yeah, I'll probably end up doing, maybe not, I might try for a 12-hour stream. I haven't really thought too much into that, seeing as finals for this semester are actually next week, so it would probably be postponed until after that, since I've got all the projects due this week, then of course the exams next week. Then once I get those done, I think I might try a 12-hour stream if I get affiliate.
Awesome.
So Jazzo Joe also wants to know, are you hyped for Walt or Meeb? Or I should say, Brimby?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't I be excited for Walt Wednesday yet again? Second week. If you want to see the first week, just go back a couple videos maybe on this channel. You can see the first video all about Snow White.
It'll also be on YouTube by tomorrow.
Definitely go check it out then.
Podcast distributions everywhere.
I'm going to ask two questions in a row here, if you don't mind, that I think are relevant together. Jazz wants to know, first off, how long have you been best friends?
All right. I mean, I know for sure we've been friends since second grade. She's claiming kindergarten. I'm claiming second grade because I don't. This is going to sound a little rude, but I don't really remember that. It might just be because I don't remember kindergarten because I was like five. But, you know, I remember it as second grade. Best friends, maybe not till third grade, though, to be honest.
Okay.
Because right, second.
That's a long time. Right.
Yeah.
So here's the next very important question. And this was in all caps. Are you still coming to visit me in Tennessee? I have to ask because he ignores this question when I ask.
I know I will come and visit. I just don't know for sure when I will come to visit.
Fair enough.
All right, and let's see. The Rippers One wants to know, what do you think about that guy, the Rippers One?
What do I think about him?
Yes.
I mean, from what conversation I've had with him, he's really nice. He can get pretty funny on stream sometimes. And, you know, he's, as I said, a streamer. He's pretty good. Awesome. And definitely worth checking out.
And then Ghostfighter X1 wants to know, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Well, the last time I had one, all I had to do was drive over to somebody's house and they gave me a Klondike bar. So I guess drive to someone's house would be about it.
So, Justin Rage V2 wants to know, will the Disney stream be on Spotify as a podcast on its own as well?
That I don't know if I could answer. That might be something that he would have to take up with Elevate as a whole to find out or to get it put on there, maybe.
Yeah, I just got word in our headphones that Elevate content is for sure putting that on Spotify as well.
Excellent.
All right. There's Excellent. His answer then.
Thank you, Mr. Producer, for those words of enlightenment. Jazz wants to know if you can do Twitch things together.
I don't know about that. I've been too nervous to ever sing in front of anybody before. So
shower singer.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. I'll just tell you, or, alcohol, you know, helps.
Lonely car ride home.
Alcohol helps.
Alcohol helps. Just saying. And how many licks does it take to this get to the center of a lollipop? The Tootsie Roll Pop, I believe, is the question.
Yeah. The world may never know.
To the center of a lollipop is really just based on how acidic your saliva is. To a Tootsie Pop, the world will never know.
So you'll be playing some League of Legends tonight. Is there anything in specific you'll be working on during the game?
I'm sorry, you cut out for me for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's this? Am I coming in clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be playing some League of Legends tonight. Is there anything specific you'll be working on during the game?
Just having a fun time. I'm going to actually have Jazz on whenever we're playing. And we're just, the only goal is to have fun. We might both try some new champions, or if chat is up to it, maybe chat could decide who I end up playing and what role, even if I'm going to get flamed by the ally team. Just for example, maybe taking Ashe jungle. That is something I really hope you would not wish upon me, though, but I would try it.
Well, there it is, chat. You know what to do. So where can people find you on various social media platforms?
I'm on actually Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All of them, I believe I am Burmibe. If you don't see me as just Burmibe, I do also go by Burmibe 4, because 4 is my favorite / lucky number. So just, you know, follow me on any of those.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And your schedule one more time?
My schedule right now is just really whenever I get the chance. This next week will probably be, I'm primarily in the evenings. Over the weekends, sometimes it might be more afternoon than evening, just depending on how the day's going. I don't have set days, like I said, just due to schoolwork. It's going to be kind of based on that for now. But with Christmas break coming up, I'll probably try and shoot for, I don't know, maybe Monday and Friday in the evening.
Sounds good.
I say that with a question mark because Jazz normally ends up streaming with me. And so it'll kind of be based on when she is. So that way I don't, you know, screw up with her schedule or anything.
It sounded more like an exclamation mark to me, not a question mark, but maybe I misheard.
Exclamation point. Hype! It's taking a sip.
I thought you had a question to...
Well, of course, you can also catch me on this channel every Wednesday. For Walt Wednesday, other than Christmas, we will not be going live on Christmas, as you should be spending that day with your family.
Ooh. And possibly a Fortnite stream. With Jake. Exclamation point, Jake.
And TIE Fighter.
And TIE Fighter. TIE Fighter X1. So, man, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a blast talking to you, man.
Yeah, it's been great being here.
Anything you want to say in closing?
Honestly, the only thing I can think of is to steal a YouTuber's closing line.
Go for it.
It would be The Odd Ones Out always says, wear your seatbelts.
All right.
Very awesome. So you can end the call whenever you're ready, and we will see you in just a few minutes for some League of Legends. Thank you so much for being part of this tonight.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
We'll also see you Wednesday as well. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a Walt Wednesday.
Yep. Hope to see everybody there.
All right, man. See you in just a few.
See you in the bottom of the whale. Oh, my. That's a big zazz.
That is a big zazz. I think we should just continue like this. No.
I feel like already, Zordon.
That just, like, matched your ego.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
Big brain.
So what do you think of Burmibe, dude?
Man, I love that guy. I love talking to him. He's a good dude. Good dude.
Like Tootsie Roll Pops. And, he's a hoot.
He's somebody. Yeah, there you go. And I have a lot of fun playing 7 Days to Die with him. We've run through a few Blood Moons together.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
We all got together in the top of that barn for one of them.
Yeah, that was probably the most memorable one. Yeah, when it collapsed.
That was crazy. So who do we got next week, dude?
We are joined by Ska Man 1978 next week.
That is right. A variety streamer who is kind of over the top. It should be an interesting show with him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he just recently did a 24-hour stream, if I'm not mistaken, for a charity.
He did, he also has his church's Christmas show that he will be live streaming for the church itself on his channel on December 15th, I want to say it was.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Judging by my calendar, it looks familiar.
If you are part of the Elevate Discord, our community that we're all a part of here, you can see the schedule for that show if you're interested in watching a Christmas show. I think if I remember correctly, said it's kind of like a shadow play of some sort. Is that
maybe?
Am I mistaken there?
Maybe. So it looks like he's ready to start. So quick recap: what was your favorite part of the stream?
I had fun during the word association. That was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, that's probably my favorite as well. And learning how he got his start. So we'll get this raid set up to go over to him. Don't forget, guys, he is 2 followers away. If you have not mashed that follow button on him yet, make sure we get him to follower tonight. Thank you guys so much for hanging out tonight. Zazabu, if you would.
I love you all. We love you all. Goodbye, my friends. Mwah! And good night. Bang.